So I want to turn now and talk a little bit about mantle cell. John, why don't we start out sort of cutting right to the chase about your question? Talk about your 70-year-old lady.
Yeah, this is a lady who I've been quite busy with, as probably many of our mantle cell lymphoma patients. She presented initially in 2010. She's currently 70 with advanced stage mantle cell lymphoma that was really mainly involving the chest and abdomen. And at that time, she had been treated in the community with R-CHOP for 6 cycles. She came to see me, and she was really in good shape, and we recommended consolidation with high-dose beam and autologous transplant.
And she was how old at that point?
67. She tolerated that fine, and unfortunately, about 8 months after the autologous transplant, she experienced evidence of disease progression. And at that time, we enrolled her on a clinical trial we had open of carfilzomib with vorinostat. And that did not work for her, and the subsequent treatment included lenalidomide, and she did have a prolonged response to lenalidomide. And then subsequently, she's now had more problems, and we've tried bendamustine and rituximab, which worked transiently. She was enrolled on another trial we had open, a Notch inhibitor trial, and then we gave her some intermediate dose cytarabine, really just to try to keep things under control. And she's now under consideration for sort of a last clinical trial, I think.